Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back. Y'all probably just got done watching me talk about Married at First Sight couples cam, but I'm right back here. We're going down under to do Married at First Sight Australia. That's right. We are so starved for shows during this quarantine right here in America that we're importing Australian shows. Oh my gosh. It's super fun though. This show, guys, if you've been watching, my name is Mike Dealing. You know who I am. I do Married at First Sight here on AfterBuzz. We got a ton of people rotating, switching out. We got a new crew. Tyler's here. I'm going to introduce him in a second. Guys, this show is looking fantastic. I know a lot of people were a little disappointed in the previous season of US Married at First Sight. Right off the bat, I'm telling you, this show is looking good. So we are here for the entire ride. This is Tyler's first ever season of Married at First Sight. Right off the bat, bro, introduce yourself. Tell all the fans what's up and tell us about yourself.
What's up, y'all? I am Tyler Tyson. You can follow me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson. And I am a hopeless romantic. I'm not really looking for love, but kind of looking for love. And this episode just got me so hyped. I'm all in. Just off of the first episode. So I'm ready to rock and roll on this show.
Does this make you want to go back and watch previous Married at First Sights?
Yes. I definitely want to see the American version to see how it compares and stacks up to the Australia version. Luckily, I love Australia. So it's working out so far.
We're going to learn some new slang terms. A lot of people have actually been hitting me up and saying they're interested to see if there's any kind of cultural difference when it comes to the weddings and when it comes to the relationships and romance and just culturally different things. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know. We're going to make a lot of kangaroo and koala jokes probably. Who knows? We're trying to force Lanisha to get back on here. So if you guys hit Lanisha up on social media, you know the whole dance we have with her name, L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914, hit her up, make her come on the show. But you guys know how we do this show. We're going to go through all the different couples. We're going to talk about them and give our predictions at the end. Of course, we're going to rate these couples. We're going to keep track of the ratings. We want you guys in the comments to rate the couples as well. We see how they go on their love journey. Who is going to last? Who's going to get annulled or divorced? We shall see. We'll start right off the bat. Tyler, we couldn't have picked two nicer couples to start this show off with. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. They eased us in beautifully. I can't think of her name. The one that's married to the bigger guy.
That's
the very
Poppy.
First one. Poppy. Oh my gosh. She's a little bit of a mess, but it's like you understand because it's attached to her kids and you get it.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, if she's like this with this, the next issue, she's still going to be like this. So this is it's going to be like an ongoing thing.
The casting is going to be interesting to see too, because we know American reality TV, we cast for a lot of drama. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. We like the drama. We like the fights. We like Kardashians yelling at each other, all the kind of stuff, right? But I don't know about Australia. These couples, the tiny drama stuff that we see with Poppy, just like you said, that's understandable. There's not any kind of weird fights or things like that going on yet. We'll see.
Right.
We're brand new to the show, but everybody who's watched a lot of the US version like me, this starts out really weird, right, guys? We never have all the men and women kind of sequestered before anything takes place. We go through, we see them talk to their families, they have bachelor, bachelorette parties. Instead, I think because there's 12 couples and they got to slam this content so quick, immediately we get the groups, they're talking, they're interacting. These are their bachelor, bachelorette parties, which we see none of. In the American version, we get to see them go out, kind of go to...
Oh, I want that version.
Yeah, it's kind of faux strip clubs that not really. They kind of do silly stuff and they eat and they drink it and whatever. Here, we get slammed right into it. We don't even meet the other contestants yet or the other lovers, whatever we're calling them. But let's start out with our first couple. Just like you rightly said, Poppy and Luke, they're both 38. They're both parents, which is, yeah. I mean, Tyler, how critical is that if you're going into a relationship, you know, just like they said, one of the big problems in dating is they find out I have kids and then that's almost it.
That's a wrap. Yeah, it's. I think it's great that they are two people with kids. When I first heard that, because at first I really only heard about her kids. And right. when he said he had two girls, I believe, I was like, oh, this is a match made in heaven. Like, he's used to having kids around. His kids are a little bit older, 15 right. and 18. So he's eight. I'm sure he's longing for, you know, just missing having those little kids around. And he had girls. What guy doesn't want some boys running around?
Right.
This is perfect, I think. I have been in an instance where I dated someone and she had kids, and it worked out for 6 years. But
that's a long time.
It was. I had to grow up a lot.
Yeah,
I would tell you that I had to grow up a lot.
Yeah. Well, I like that you brought up the age specifically, because to me, we got this Brady Bunch kind of thing going on, right?
Yes.
I like that the ages of the kids are such that they're still relatively young. 38's not old, right? So they're relatively young, perfect age to have more kids, and she kind of already has them. So it takes some of the stress off of them necessarily having to get pregnant or whatever, and already having kids, and he can just kind of take over for the role of dad. It's pretty interesting.
Right.
Right off the bat, though, Tyler, big trouble. There's a pimple.
There's a huge pimple, according to her. The pimple was going to walk 6 feet in front of her down the aisle. You couldn't ask for a worse day to get a pimple. That's for damn sure. Like,
you know it's going to come out on your wedding day. So that was a little bit of – in fact, I thought this was funny. I wouldn't even know she had a pimple until, like, the morning
after.
If she hadn't said anything,
yes,
the makeup had her covered. Yeah.
I didn't even
Lesson
know
learned,
that
ladies.
She had
don't
a pimple. Yeah, don't say a word. I promise you, if you don't say a word, we would never even know.
No one's going to know. So this is something I found interesting. Her best friend, Michael, walked her down. I only mention that because our second couple, Kathy, her best friend walked her down too. I don't know if that's an Australian thing or it's just that's just what they chose to do. Normally, dads are walking daughters down the aisle. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Luke, I thought, looked extremely pumped up. The boutonnieres on the guys were killing me because they were all put on incorrectly. And as a professional wedding officiant and minister, everybody watching knows that's what I do. That was killing me. I hated that. and they read really, really thoughtful, great vows. I thought beautiful vows. And right after that, things for Poppy started taking a terrible turn.
Yeah, I think what it was, because both of their vows were beautiful. But I think what happened was after she really opened her heart and said what she had to say about her vows, and then she had to stand there and wait for him to give his, I think she, in that moment, she began to really feel her vulnerability. And she really began, the whole weight of everything, now that she's gotten most of the nerves out, it's like now there's emptiness. So now all of that fear is just sitting in that emptiness, and it's just like running rampant within her. I think that's really what happened in that moment.
And I completely agree. I also feel like she popped out of it for like she popped out of the fantasy of what's going on and back into reality and focused back on the two kids, which was the whole the whole thing of leaving her kids and being upset at leaving her kids. Let me pop this out right away because I couldn't stop thinking about this for the rest of the episode. Why didn't the kids come?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why did the kids should have been there? If it's your wedding, bring the kids to the wedding. Like,
why is that not a ring bearer and flower girl? Or two ring bearer, whatever.
Exactly.
And
I think she said
there?
They were like 2 years old, but that's fine. Two is fine. They can be a part of the wedding. I'm like you. Why aren't they there?
And look, if stuff went wrong, first of all, the kids wouldn't know they're on TV. Maybe they don't want them on TV, but the kids wouldn't know. And even if stuff went bad, they're not going to remember. They're 2 years old, they're not going to remember. And the teenagers probably couldn't care less. So that was not my whole thing. I thought the entire time, why aren't the kids just there? Then we have none of this drama or sadness or anything, right?
Exactly. And I think it's actually, it makes for more of a complete story if I'm bringing my kids who are, you know, they're like my arm. They're a part of me. You bring we all are doing this together. You involve them in the process.
Right.
Now it's not quite as stressful because you're doing it behind their back. You're really feeling like a horrible mom because you technically lied by omission by not even telling them that this is going on. And granted, they're two, I get it. But still, Yeah. They should, I just feel like they should know something. So you're just going to show up with this guy. Look, mommy has a new husband. Like, there are going to be so many questions. You know?
There's like, and this isn't like another dating reality show. They're jumping all in. Right. So even though we talk about it, the 8 weeks, they're basically dating more or less. You know, the whole thing of the show is that they get married and okay, but they're in essence, you know, truly actually dating, right? Because we know when decision day comes, they're going to decide to stay together or not. Many people don't stay together. But if you're treating this as an actual wedding and as an actual marriage, I would think you'd want the kids involved right off the bat, right up front. Share this moment. If we're going to be married for the rest of our lives and we really think there's a possibility, then isn't that something, a moment you want your kids to share in?
Absolutely. And this is a real life social experiment. So in order to get the best results, whenever you're doing any type of experiment, you try to make it as real as possible, real world experience. So they needed to add the kids to this so that you get the full effect of what it's like to be married to this guy with his family, and he can get the full effect of what it's like to be married with this woman and her family.
Yeah.
Because so it's like you're kind of cheating each other by not having the kids there.
Absolutely. And I just went on to feel kind of bad for Luke for most of the rest of their episode. And the photo shoot, she's just panicking. He's not present. They go to the reception. It seems like a super sweet, like gentle giant kind of guy. He's had kids already. He's gone through that. He knows what it's like. He could easily be comforting her, but she just gets so uncomfortable and admittedly says it's got nothing to do with him. He seems really nice. But, you know, she's kind of doing her own thing until the friends can kind of calm her down. And then the two of them connect up together. And I thought they ended up finally having a nice moment there at the reception.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I felt so bad. You said his name is Luke.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him throughout the entire, after they did the vows, from that part on. I felt so bad for him because I felt like he was in it. Like he liked what he saw from the vibe that she gave the first time. He was smiling and laughing and there was banter and joking back and forth. Like you can tell he really let his guard down also. Right. And he was just all in. But then she was stuck in this funk. And the crazy thing is she knew she was in this funk. And she knew there was really nothing she could do to get out of it. It took her friends pulling her to the side and kind of giving her a light little shaking, like, I need you to snap out of it because you are totally killing the vibe and you're giving this guy the feeling that you don't even like him.
Yeah.
So you kind of need to come back to reality a little bit and at least smile. And after that conversation, she laughed and it seemed pretty good from then on out.
It definitely picked up. I mean, American Married at First Sight fans, we know we haven't had the best luck with guys named Luke, but this guy seems cool. We're going to go for it. We're going to give him the benefit of the name doubt. And it seems cool. They go to bed. They had a cute fight over the side of the bed. I thought that was cute. I thought that was adorable. It's an awkward
question.
He won, though, somehow. Yeah.
Would you, if you were in that situation, if she had said that if y'all both had the same side of the bed was your side of the bed, would you have just let her have the side of the bed or would you have fought for your side?
I was a little
upset with that. I was like, dude, just let her have the side of the bed. Like,
my wife, when we started living together, she definitely picked her side of the bed. But then when we moved places, I wouldn't change. I said, I've got my side of the bed now. Like, you picked it, like, that's it. And it's still been my side of the bed many years later. But yeah, I would have given it up to her. I probably would have messed with her, but I didn't expect him to come out on top for that. I thought she was going to end up winning. But I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And she wakes up and the pimple is looking real bad now.
Third I saw that when she was doing her confession. I was like, oh my gosh, it's looking worse. Now that you've brought it to my attention,
with
all that I see, and it's getting worse by the hour.
But hey, overall, I like them a lot. I think they are exactly what each other needs in each other's lives. There's somebody who understands the parenting stuff. He's had a lot of experience raising kids, so he's going to be able to help. I think she needs the help. I don't think she would ever say anything negative or she feels anything negative, but she kind of self-admittedly, her entire life now is just kids stuff. And everybody needs a little break from everything, even though kids are, you know, the most important thing and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Don't blame us.
Yeah.
You need some kind of break or someone else to help out. And she was obviously, you know, as she said, kind of abandoned by their dad. And this guy, I don't know, gut instinct first episode. Tell me what you thought. I was like, this is the guy to step in.
Yeah, oh, he was the perfect guy to step in because, like you said, the whole his history with kids, one, so he knows how to set a good example. He does come off as somebody that has like a good heart and doesn't look like he's trying to take advantage of her at all. Yeah. Based on their personalities, he's definitely calm, cool, and collected. She's a little bit more frazzled when things get a little intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
My only little concern
here we go
is that I feel like when you are the more reserved person and the person that's usually calm, cool, and collected, like yours truly, people that are high intensity, it can kind of wear you out after a while. And so I'm concerned that if she does too much too soon, it's just going to be too much drama for him. And he's going to be like, yeah, no, I can't.
Well, let's see. I can see that happening if it goes beyond just the kids. If it truly is just a thing with the kids. By the way, let me toss this out there too, by the way. The entire time of the reception, when she's freaking out, I'm like, can some PA just give her a cell phone so she could call the kids? Or something? Like, can she just talk to them real quick and be like, everything's fine. Yeah. Mommy's fine. Are you guys good? Great. You watching shows? Awesome. And then chill. I don't understand why this is purposely left, but I agree with you. I think if the kids are truly the only problem, though, then I think they're going to be good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see.
Hopefully.
Part of the reason I love this first episode, and one of the reasons I think I'm going to love this show just in general, admittedly, I haven't watched any of the previous six seasons. Our next couple, Kathy and Josh, I love that Poppy and Luke are 38, and this couple is 26 and 28. I like that we have couples in different life stages to see how this experiment changes, if it does, based on that. The previous seasons of Married at First Sight, everyone's been similar kind of life stage just in general. But right off the bat, Luke and Poppy have kids already. So they're already in a different kind of state of mind. I love that. I like seeing the differences. Kathy's 26. Gorgeous. I don't know how she had this story of some dude flicking through his Tinder in the car with her. I was like, what?
Oh, I do. Oh, I do. I Go completely ahead. Understand. How? No, so what I've learned in my time on this earth is that most people that are good looking, they have the most insecurities. The better looking you are, the more insecurities you have. Because when you are judged and when things have happened to you solely based on how you look, it's like a gift and a curse. It's like the one thing that you rely on, but you also realize that this can go bad really quick. So you never really fully get if somebody's into you because they really just get you and they like you.
Right.
And your being attractive is just an added bonus. Or if they're really just feeling you because you're in for the moment. Because a lot of people will change partners like they change shoes.
Right.
So, but like, how do you know what blondes are in now? And
how do you think that affects this car ride? Do you think the guy got intimidated by her and like shut down? Or do you think she's overreading the situation? Or what was your gut when she said that? Because I was like, that's crazy. Even if I went on a date with somebody and I was completely not into it, which I have, I'm not like texting other girls or like swiping through. Is it like Tinder right there?
Well, you know, guys unfortunately can be douches sometimes. Sure. And once again, when we add in fairly, so in my mind, because she never told us what the guy looked like, but you know, I like to create. So in my mind, she chose a guy that's fairly like on her same wavelength. He probably works out a lot, which means when you're working out a lot, you are in tune to your body, you're constantly looking at yourself and judging yourself and monitoring everything. And so I really think that if you go too far into the workout world, you can become an extreme narcissistic person. And so she was probably
season,
on a date. She's probably on a date with somebody who was just that into himself and not enough into her.
Yeah.
Or maybe this guy was such a douche that he's looking for even blonder hair, even bigger whatevers. And, you know, he was just, I have seen and heard stories. Yeah. I've never done this since I'm a gentleman, but I've seen and heard stories of both men and women being on a date. And while they're on that date, they're on whatever their dating app is, swiping left or right.
Well,
so it's definitely a common thing.
Whatever it was, we want to thank that dude who is being a jerk because she is now able to get with Josh, who is a 28-year-old and admittedly somewhat of a party guy, but I bought it right off the bat when we were meeting him and getting his intro that he's done with it. He's ready to settle down. He's in that right state of mind now to not do the party stuff. Were you feeling Josh right off the bat?
I was asking myself, do you love this couple because they are a good looking couple? Or do you love this couple because you just love them? I genuinely love them as people. Like, Josh is somebody that would have been in my friend circle, especially in high school coming up. And he just seems real cool, real down to earth. Loves to have a good time, sure, but doesn't go to the extreme where partying is his complete life.
Right.
And then she, I mean, come on. She's absolutely gorgeous. And then she, on top of that, seems to have like a heart of gold. It seems to be really, really nice. There's some insecurities that, you know, we're going to need to work on.
Yeah.
But overall, she just seems like just the sweetest person, like nothing mean to say or do to anybody, just kind of, you know, living her life.
And we know that some of the issues, I also love this about this version, the Australian version that we don't get in America, guys. We get more insight, even though we're not really introduced to them. I think we get more insight from the experts. So I've never heard, at least in the US version that I've seen, someone's going to write in and correct me, I'm sure I'm wrong, but I've never heard them make a remark like they scored high in their commitment questions or whatever when we were evaluating them. So that's some insight into how the experts are matching them up. We know Kathy's been cheated on in the past. Josh, with this kind of party guy thing, might throw up red flags, even though he says, you know, I've never cheated. I'm a really, you know, solid guy. But it could throw up red flags. But in the whatever questionnaires or whatever they give them, we see what's important. This commitment and this faithfulness is important, and they match up on that. I thought that was really, really interesting to get some insight on the matching.
Yeah, I love the fact that they, and so like you said, I'm new to this, so I love that. And I love having insight. I love to understand how the puzzle was put together.
Yeah.
So having the judges kind of, or the experts kind of tell us, oh, well, there's a survey and we did this and this person had issues with that. And this person says that that is one of their pet peeves also. So we paired them and it all just seems to work. I love that. Because it also, for all of you people out there that like to matchmake and hook people up, learn some lessons. Like, before you just set people up because you think they're cute together, like, really take into consideration people's, you know, hangups, their insecurities, what people have gone through. And that is what really puts together your perfect match. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, everybody's going to set Tyler up. Think about this stuff before you just shove them off on somebody. So they're super cute. Josh's mom is gorgeous, by the way. Shout out to Josh's mom.
Oh my gosh, right? Right? I was like,
if they're walking arm in arm like that, someone's going to think they're dating for sure.
And,
right?
And I think she's single too.
Hey, well, she's in Australia.
I didn't see a ring on her finger, and, you know, they never said his dad was there or anything. But
right. Gorgeous. I don't know. Yeah. Interesting. They go down the aisle. You can tell when she comes down, this dude is jumping out of his socks. She's gorgeous, right? He's pumped. That's got to be, you know, before you actually get to know somebody on this show, that's got to be the number one fear. As we've seen in past seasons, multiple times of people just not attracted to each other physically, which is, I've said over and over again, guys, if you watch it, it's completely understandable. It makes a ton of sense. These are random people. It makes sense to not be attracted. The discussion we always get into is, what do you do in this situation if you're actually not attracted to the person? How's the right way to handle it, leading them on, blah, 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 whatever. But this guy was going nuts. I mean, he hit the jackpot, I'm sure, in his mind. His vows were a poem. That was awesome.
Yep. And it was cute and kind of funny. Yeah.
Exactly. Laughs. They were connecting right away. And they, as opposed to, you know, Poppy and Luke, their reception, fun right off the bat.
First of all, the wedding, everything. I love their whole setup from the wedding. And I'm not even a big wedding person. But the wedding, the vibe at the wedding, it was fun and funny. And the other wedding was fun and funny, too.
Yeah.
But this one was, like, fun and funny. Everybody was kind of talking and laughing and joking and interacting with the crowd. The reception was absolutely beautiful. Everybody looked great. And then when they even had their little side moment at the fire pit, like, it was just, that whole arrangement was beautiful. And I don't know if we didn't get to see that same thing because Poppy was having a meltdown during her reception.
Yeah.
But I loved everything about Josh. And what's her name?
Kathy, you can see a little bit of the juxtaposition, perhaps, nobody flame me for this, but perhaps in the ages. You know, Josh and Kathy are younger, a little bit more party. Poppy and Luke are a little bit older. It was a little bit more, the vows and stuff took on a more romantic tone and a trust and versus a little bit more fun and kind of jovial. I've seen that in my work. I've seen the differences. I've married people in their 80s, and it's definitely different than marrying people in their 20s. So I thought that was really interesting. Right. Of course, just like you said, they go into their little fireside chat there. I was dying because Kathy was talking about, I don't know if like you find me attractive. And I was like, this guy is trying to make out with, like, he's going to tackle you the second he gets like the green light. He's going for it, man. No problem. On the wedding night, I love this. Maybe this is Australian slang. On the wedding night, she asked if he wants to have a cuddle. I was like, this guy is going to drop kick this the cameraman guy out of the room. Like,
I was like, oh, if anybody is doing anything, he is definitely trying to have a cuddle when we get back to this room. Absolutely.
I thought it was great. Yeah. They're going to be fun to watch for the rest of the season. I have a feeling that we're going to get some fights out of them. Nothing, very few of these relationships start out so perfect on a high note and just stay there. They're going to have something once they start to get to know each other. But overall, right now, I'm feeling pretty positive about them.
My only, and now that you say that, if I had to think of something that could possibly be an issue for them, I think it might be Josh. I think there might be a time where he doesn't take something as serious as he should. And that's just going to kind of rub her the wrong way, because everything that he's done so far, even in serious moments, you can tell he's still young and he likes to lighten the mood a little bit.
Right.
So even in serious moments, he's cracking little jokes. They're not out of pocket or anything, but they're still jokes nonetheless, which is great until it's inappropriate. So that's my only, I'm trying to see how mature is he? Is he able to really fully decipher between, okay, this is actually a serious moment right now, so let me save the joke for later, take care of the serious business. Once it's handled, now we can joke and laugh about it afterwards. Yeah. That's kind of something you learn as you get older. But
my prediction is they are setting us up for him to like have a night out with the boys or something and forget to tell her, and then her insecurities on being cheated on and stuff like that, and that's going to cause some kind of fight. But I think they're going to get over it. I think they're setting us up for that drama.
Hopefully. Oh, something else to think about when you asked about the whole good looking thing. Another thing is when you are dating someone who is good looking and you know that they always get attention.
Yeah.
That also creates the insecurity in you, even though you may be equally as good looking, or you might even be a secure person. But when you date someone, you constantly see over and over and over and over again that they get hit on. That definitely plant seeds of insecurity. It's not as great as you may think it might be.
No, you're absolutely right. And we'll see if that comes out. We got 24 people on this show. We only really got to meet four. We saw some of the other ones real quick. I know they kind of scooted into this. And guys, if you're not watching on DVR and you're not recording it, you might miss this. The DVR is, at least mine anyway, caught the entire 2 hours, hour and a half episode of Australia, and then that extra half hour of First Look. If you didn't see that, go back and watch it. And if they're going to do the same thing next week, make sure you catch it, because we get a quick intro to what I believe are the next two couples for next week. So let's talk about them super quick. First is Natasha and Mikey. They, to me, right off the bat, are a little bit less interesting. She is this just power hungry, go-getter woman. She's obviously is like a fitness nut as well as a business nut. Like, she's just crazy alpha female. And Mikey is an operations manager. He seems to be very business minded. He's running his family business. He's really in there. But of course, his family business is the old age, the elderly facility, which is just super cute to see him interacting with there.
Nice.
Really heartwarming. And he himself says he's awkward around women, which is going to be weird to see him have to deal with this crazy alpha power woman, right? And she's never dated somebody, or at least normally not dated somebody her age. She's 26, but when she was 21, she was dating a 42-year-old. When she was 25, she was dating a 52-year-old. So she's not used to someone around her age. They're going to be interesting to watch. But what's obviously on everybody's mind, and everybody's brain and what everybody wants to talk about are Amanda and Tosh. They're the show's first lesbian couple. And man, do they just come right with it right off the bat of what so many same-sex couples face. I'm really excited to see their story. Amanda is 34, a personal trainer. She came out to her parents when she was 21 and immediately felt like a disappointment. This is something that, you know, I can't speak from personal experience outside of talking to a lot of friends. A lot of people who are coming out to family and friends, they end up feeling like this. They absolutely shouldn't. You know, we're not doing therapy or anything on this show, but no one should feel ashamed for being like that. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a ton of places you guys can, you know, turn for support and things like that. But that's her experience, and that's what she felt. And, you know, she didn't want to feel closeted again once she got a partner. So she said that a lot of the women that she was finding were actually straight women who were maybe experimenting or whatnot, but she didn't have a lot of luck with other lesbians. But when you're dating somebody who's not out, you almost become closeted again, is kind of exactly, the thing she was saying. And then, of course, we have Tosh, who seems really cool. She's 31. She's the David Bowie slash vampire mix, she says. And she says she doesn't get any attention from girls. It's always guys when she's bartending. And she's not kind of seen, I think, for her, with the tattoos and stuff and kind of the lifestyle that she's in, bartender, nightlife kind of thing, she's not seen as a serious relationship. So it's going to be interesting to see the two of them together. And then, of course, we ended the episode with Amanda bringing her mom over to her place and telling her mom that she's getting married to a complete stranger because she doesn't like the way dating and stuff has been going. So she's gonna take a leap. This is a big thing, Tyler. Like, when you saw that there was going to be this lesbian couple, I'm interested to see their journey. Just tell me your thoughts on just going in.
Yeah. I'm excited about this because I was just literally talking to someone about the fact that a lot of women, it's easy for women to, like, they, especially when they're young, they kind of walk this road or drive down this road where they go back and forth all the time. Mm. And no one says a word. You see, and regardless of the race, you see a woman with another woman, no one says a word. And then 2 years from now, she's with the dude and she's married.
Right.
And then sometime later, she's back with the girl and nobody says anything. But with guys, there's this, and God forbid you're Black or Hispanic, you get put in this box that is so tight where the moment, if you even halfway mention the fact that you considered or you had a feeling that you thought that you might could be, the whole world loses it. So I'm just interested for them to shine a light on the fact, and hopefully they talk about it to some degree, of how easy it is for women, or easier it is for women to kind of go back and forth, and how if you are a lesbian and you are, you know, you only like women, that can be really frustrating to date someone and you think that they're just like you, only to find out, oh, they were just having a moment and now they're coming back to a guy to start a family. I can only imagine how that could be. So I'm very interested to see how that
plays out. The stigmas are definitely very, very different, at least in the US. You can't speak around the world so much.
Right, true.
Obviously, the show is doing this in part because that's great. We just want to see love. But also, unless I'm mistaken, this is the first opportunity they've had since Australia legalized same-sex marriage. Mm, so that's going to be interesting to see, you know. In one respect, maybe it's a little bit sad that it could possibly take away from their story, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how, if there's any kind of reaction or anything to them just out and about, just going to a restaurant or something. You know, are the cameras going to pick up on the fact that this is somewhat new in Australia and see people's reactions?
Like she said, when she was sitting there with the ladies and she, in her little confessional, she said that she was petrified because she didn't know what everyone else's values were going to be. And by her just coming out and saying, you know, I'm looking for love and I'm a lesbian, I'm looking for a woman, she didn't know how that was going to be received. And I was, of course, pleased to see that everyone was just or at least they seemed to be so supportive and really on board with her and her journey. Because at the end of the day, love is love, period. Like it's whether you're gay, straight, bi, lesbian, whatever, everyone's looking for love. Everyone deserves love. Everyone should have the opportunity to find love. And so one thing that I do love about this show.
I was disappointed that I thought, first of all, when they showed that group, I said, oh my God, are both women in the group? And it just somehow they're going to figure out that they're marrying each other. I was like, whoa. Yes. And then when it wasn't, I was disappointed that there wasn't a girl hanging out with all the guys. Like, nope, lesbian guy. I don't know who my wife is over there. But I was like, why didn't she go back? I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was really interesting. I thought it was cool. Let's go now, my friend, because that's basically it, guys. We get a good rundown. You know, the first few episodes of this show, every time we got to meet these couples, we got to establish some kind of baseline and then see where the relationship goes. So let's start off right now. I'm going to try to keep track. Normally, producer Jonathan, who does our show, is keeping track. But I'm going to try to keep track today. We're going to do a scale from 1 to 10. You guys know if you're watching us, put it down in the comments. Tyler, let's go Poppy and Luke, where they're at right now, 10 being, you know, they stay married, and 1 being a complete mess, 1 being a Taylor and Brandon from last season or something. Where do you rate this couple?
I'm rating them a 7.
Great.
I'm giving them a solid 7. I don't think I haven't gotten any serious red flags. As I mentioned earlier, there are a couple. Poppy makes me a little nervous. And then I'm just concerned that she could wear Luke down if this goes on for too long and it branches off beyond just her kids. So yep. I'm going to give them a 7.
Okay. I'm going to give them an 8. I'm feeling better about them. I see them as two pieces to the same puzzle, or completing each other's puzzle, however you want to say it. Think I think the experts did a great job with them. What do you think about Kathy and Josh?
Now, see, now that you got me thinking of all these conspiracies, I'm like, I want to give them a higher number, but I feel like maybe you're right. This could be a setup for this huge fall off that I didn't see coming later on. So I'm going to just give them a modest 8. They're better to me. Okay. They're in a better situation than Poppy and Luke. So I'm gonna give them an 8.
I like it. I'm just going to flip with you. I'm going to give them a 7. I think they're in a little bit worse. They're younger. I'm not so sure. They don't really know what they're... I don't know. I'm not convinced just yet. We're going to see. But guys, once again, down in the comments, you know what to do. Give us your numbers and tell us what you guys think. Tyler, we're going to be here every Thursday at 7 p.m. PST, bringing you guys Married at First Sight Australia. Wow, season 7. They've done 7 other... 6 other seasons. That's amazing. The show is so popular. We're trying to get Lanisha in here. We're trying to get some other people to watch with us and have more fun, a conversation. But until next week, where can they find you, my friend?
You can follow me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson.
Is there just at Tyler Tyson?
There is, unfortunately.
We hate that guy.
He's not even using the page.
Come on.
Or at least the last time I checked, he wasn't. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll be The.
Yeah, make sure you guys put the at me Tyler Tyson. Thank you so much, guys. You know, AfterBuzz has got y'all covered throughout this quarantine and beyond with all of the favorite shows you guys love to watch. We love doing the after shows for you, our extended panel. You guys rock. If you're watching us on YouTube, please give me a subscribe, hit the bell notification, give me a thumbs up. If you're listening to me on podcast stuff, give me some 5 stars. We love each and every one of you. You make AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. My name is Mike Thieling. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Until next week, stay safe. We love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.